Welcome to another episode of the Christian Soldier Podcast. I'm Robert Spurbeck, your host, and thank you for being here today. And we're continuing on in our series looking at the armor of God. So get your Bibles out, or maybe you're just listening, driving, that's fine too. Follow along, Ephesians chapter 6. And, of course, the purpose of this podcast is to fight the fight of faith and learn how we are going to stand for the Lord, because we're in a battle every day, a spiritual battle, and sometimes the battle seems long, the battle seems hard, and the battle does have casualties. And how do we avoid being one of those casualties? I think all of us are interested in that. We see other people failing and falling, and we're wondering, how do I not end up like that? Because we have a provision from the Lord, and that provision we find is in Ephesians chapter 6, and starting off in verse number 13 and following, we've been looking at the different pieces of the armor that God provides for us. But verse number 14 in the first part, a command, stand therefore. This is why you're going to be able to stand. Verse 11 talks about standing against the wiles of the devil. So we have to understand something, that God wants us to do something with that. Verse number 11, we see withstand. Verse number 13, then also to stand, the end of verse number 13. So all of these things, God doesn't want us to fail. God doesn't want us to fall to the wayside. God doesn't want us to be one of those casualties. He wants us to stand. But how do we do it? Well, if you look back at previous episodes, the last three actually, we look at introduction to this, and we look at what it says here in verse number 14, having your loins girded about with truth. I mean, are you 100% convinced that the Bible is the truth of God and is the truth for you? If you are, then you're going to be able to hang the rest of these pieces of the armor together, because that's what keeps the upper part of the armor in place. Looked at having on the breastplate of righteousness. First, the righteousness of Christ and salvation. Second of all, doing right is going to protect our heart, and we need to make sure our heart is protected with the righteousness that God would have us do. Now, verse number 15 is where we're going to be today. Verse number 15, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now, you have to understand, once again, this is a Roman soldier's armor, and this is kind of the idea that they had, is that they would have very thick sandal on, very, very thick leather that would protect their feet. Also, they would have called greaves. They would have metal kind of shin guards. They get the end of anybody's played soccer. That also kind of cover the top of the foot. But all of these things, or leather, would not necessarily be metal sometimes, but it would be leather. And so it was the purpose of, because during that time, if they were on the battlefield, they would be encountering enemies that would lay traps for them, and many times they would have sharpened sticks or even poisoned sticks. Even if it was not even a fatal wound, it would be a wound where they couldn't walk anymore, and the least, the more that they could get out of action, the less they would have to fight, even if they didn't kill them. And so many times Christians are sidelined by things that they encounter on their path, pitfalls, and though maybe those booby traps, so to speak, you know, maybe somebody in the military, anytime in Vietnam, they encountered those type of things, you know, IEDs and different things over in the Middle East and Afghanistan, Iraq. So you understand the implication of something that is set there to take you out of the fight. And the devil loves to do that. He loves to put things in our path to take us out of the fight. But what this is talking about is that we need to have something on our feet. Well, first here, I want to deal with this. We got to let God direct our path. If we direct our own path, we're going to be in trouble. We shouldn't lean into our own understanding, but that we should be going forth. But right here, feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. So the gospel, of course, is good news, the good news of Christ. Peace meaning, yes, you're dressed for war, but really our goal is to see people come to peace with God. We are fighting the devil. And it's interesting that you see that this passage of Scripture is talking about being prepared for battle and standing, but then it says preparation of the gospel of peace. The gospel of Christ brings peace to one's heart, to one's life, to one's relationships, to every area of our life. You know, people talk about world peace. Well, the only way that's going to happen is everyone turns to Christ. We know, of course, that isn't going to happen. That doesn't mean we're not obligated to follow the Great Commission and we're not obligated to share the gospel. But if you want your feet protected and your way protected, guess what? We need to be willing to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me ask you a question. When was the last time that you witnessed to somebody? When was the last time that you told somebody that Jesus was the only way to heaven, that Jesus saved your soul and changed your life? When was the last time you shared that with somebody? I know during the pandemic, I mean, guess what? Soul winning became unpopular, social distancing, and all of those things. But what an opportunity we had, and that many people didn't take advantage of, to share the gospel. I mean, when was the last time you handed someone a gospel tract? That doesn't require a whole lot of boldness, just to hand someone and say, hey, here's a message from God's word. When was the last time we did that? And what it's talking about here is those that go forth and they are going forward and sharing the gospel of Christ, that they're going to have the protection for their feet. Guess what? If you have ever gone out soul winning, if you've ever talked to anybody about Christ, guess what? The devil is going to try and booby trap your way there. But it seems that always we're able to, if we're doing it in the Spirit, we're always able to overcome those obstacles and those sticks that stick up trying to take us out of the fight, because we're trying to take one of the servants of the devil away from him and share them with them the gospel of peace, of light, of transformation. And we can have a protection there upon our feet that we're not sidelined in doing it. Isaiah 52:7, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publish peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, thy God reigneth. So this is a great illustration. Guess what? We all like to hear about peace. No one wants to hear about war, even though that seems to be all we hear about right now going on in the world. War here, war there, battles here. You know, not if it's not physical wars with machine guns and tanks and airplanes, it's social wars that we have going on in America right now. Moral wars between right and wrong, and what the Bible says and what man says, and political wars. It seems everywhere we look is war, 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 war. Guess what? People want to hear about peace. And the way we can have peace is through Jesus Christ. Are we willing to be those messengers to have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace? Many Christians, they have all the other protections in place, but they're unwilling to be a witness. They're unwilling to spread that gospel of peace. Guess what? Even though you have all the armor on, the devil is going to place booby traps, is going to put those sharpened sticks, going to put those snares in your path, and you're going to fall right into them if we're not willing to put this piece of the armor on. So let's really think about that. Are we being a witness? Well, Pastor, you don't understand. You don't understand my situation. You don't understand my personality. I'm pretty sure if you look at Matthew 28, the gospel commission given, the great commission given by Jesus Christ, or just the example given by Jesus. I know some people don't think the Great Commission's written to it was written to disciples and not us. That's fine. You still see the commission to witness. You see that, and that as a Christian we are to be sharing. If you aren't doing that because of whatever excuses we have, and that's what they are, excuses, guess what? I can come up with a million of them too. Everybody can. But are we willing to be that witness that God wants us to be, to follow him and obey him in this area? Let me encourage you with that. So for this week, let's work on this. Will you commit to maybe handing out 15, 20 gospel tracts? Will you commit to going to your church visitation if your church has a visitation time? By the way, if you're going to a church that doesn't have a visitation time, I suggest looking for a new church. Because if they're not soul winning, they're not outreaching. Now, I understand some churches do it a little differently. They don't have a scheduled time, but they do go out witnessing. But if your church does not have a soul winning program, is what I'm trying to say, if they don't have a soul winning emphasis, or maybe they're Calvinist or different things like that, you need to find a Bible-believing church to go to. Because God is not going to bless a church that is not reaching the lost world for Christ. And so I want to encourage you with that. Let's commit this week to sharing the gospel with a loved one, with a family member, with a stranger. Doesn't matter who it is. Are we willing to share that gospel? God will protect our path if we are witnessing for him. Well, thank you for tuning in this week. Don't forget to go back and listen to the other episodes in the series. Gives a little bit of a context if this is your first episode that you've listened in. If this is the first time tuning in to the Christian Soldier Podcast, welcome. We hope that you stick around for the more episodes coming up in the future. And I really hope that this has been an encouragement to you. And it's an encouragement to know that people are listening, and people are being blessed by this. Make sure to share it on your social media and share it with family, friends, or email, text. There's lots of good ways to share it. We're on sermonaudio.com, also RSS.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all those places. The usual places you find podcasts, can put it right into Google and pop it right up. And just hit the share button there. Well, we look forward to seeing you for the rest of the series. And thank you for listening to the Christian Soldier Podcast today. We will see you next time.